Eddie Van Halen died this week. So I always think David Lee Roth because he was a Jew too. But he didn't die yet. Not yet. Anyway. But I was thinking about Eddie Van Halen. And, you know, people, I was listening on the radio and some guy was saying how Eddie Van Halen, he was a self-taught guitar player. And he never took music classes. He just learned. He's self-taught. And, like, he's supposedly the greatest guitar player in the world or one of the greatest guitar players in the world. I wonder who gave him that talent. Because it's talent. That talent didn't come from God, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, I think that was maybe something. Maybe he made a deal with the devil to be the greatest guitar player in the world. I don't know. I mean, I've heard those stories before.
Right.
It's funny how Hollywood will present those things. And maybe it's because Hollywood people know because they made the same deal themselves. Because a lot of these songs that these rock stars and stuff play are definitely, they kind of tell it that they are somehow in league with the devil. The song Running with the Devil that they sing, you know, that's not, they're like, it's not really about running with the devil. Really? Why would they call it that then? And it's like, it's about a band that just went out and, you know, it wasn't as simple as they thought it was going to be. Well, I would present, well, Gene Simmons is the one that helped them write that song and produce that song. And it became, it wasn't like a really big hit at first, but it is a big hit. It's probably going through all your minds right now, all you old rockers. But I'm sorry about that. But I just want to say this, that at the end of that, like, he also did the guitar riff for the song Beat It, I think. And I didn't even know that. Like, but it doesn't surprise me that he would be lined up with MJ.
Yeah.
You know, not Michael Jordan. I'm talking about Michael Jackson,
yeah,
right? And he was a sodomite pedophile. And, you know, Eddie Van Halen wasn't like a big, like, he wasn't like a big political person or whatever. But one thing he did do is when McCain was running for president, like, the song Right Now was like his theme song. And he made McCain quit using that song because he said that he never got permission to use it. I'm not, you know, I'm not political, so I don't, you know, care. But it just shows that even McCain wasn't like a super far right fundamentalist, you know, candidate. But just the fact that he was Republican, you know, Van Halen said he doesn't have permission to use that song. So what does that tell you? That he was probably a liberal scumbag, right? And so liberal scumbags aren't saved. I mean, it's just that simple. That should be, you know, a litmus test also. Like, if someone's, like, super pro-death, you know, they say pro-choice, but it's pro-death.
Yeah.
And if they're super liberal, they're probably, you know, got a lot of problems. They're probably not saved. I mean, for a Democrat to be saved, I mean, maybe the exception proves the rule. But, I mean, look, I'm telling you, my politics did change when I got saved. And I wasn't a political person. I just was Democrat because I was born into it. And I just, you know, my mom was Democrat. And so I thought I'd be Democrat too. I defended Bill Clinton. I didn't even know anything about him. But I'll tell you what, when I got saved, my politics did change because I became pro-life.
Amen.
Right away.
Right on.
Like, I realized. You know, I mean, before I wasn't a big abortion proponent anyway. But like when I got saved, I realized it's murder.
Yeah. Amen.
And so look, just that alone should stop anybody that calls on the name of the Lord and says that they're saved to get out of that political party. If you want to be political, fine, but don't be part of the Democratic political party. I mean, they're wicked as hell. The,
yeah.
The Republicans are wicked too. But I've said all that to say this, that Eddie Van Halen said, or the person on the show said, rest in peace, Eddie. Rest in peace. Well, you know what? There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
Yeah.
You know, when people die, that like are these big movie stars, people are like, oh, rest in peace. He's not resting in peace right now. He's resting in hell.
Yeah, right.
And it's not rest because there's no rest day or night, is
right.
there?
Right. Yep.
So there's no rest day or night. They're in torments for eternity.
Right. Yeah, right.
So quit trying to, you know, jump on this superstar rocker bandwagon. These guys are of the devil,
yeah,
all right? And so Eddie Van Halen is roasting in hell too. And I'm not going to write a whole sermon about it, but I just wanted to kind of put a little clip in there into the sermon to say God's faithful to repay people that hate him to their face. And you know what? He's face to face blowing that he's heating the coals of hell right now. And Eddie Van Halen, the only thing he knows is torment. He doesn't know any peace right now. He was a wicked person, and he sang us, you know, Running with the Devil. He helped write that song. So don't say, well, no, he was saying he's running with the devil. Okay? People, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? And so if he's singing songs about running with the devil, I'm sure he probably is running with the devil. He lives his life like there's no tomorrow. You know what? Because there is no tomorrow for that guy. Because he knows the minute he closes his eyes, whatever deal he made with the devil, it's over. You know what? The guy's only 65 years old, and he's roasting in hell right now. And I hope it was worth it, because his song sucked anyways. But...